The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Yes, it is. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is a beautiful day, and good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning to you, and we have our friend Matthew Vandeford on the line with us this morning from Claimology. And Claimology is an insurance adjuster schoolhouse providing property damage insurance claims, consultations for residential, commercial, marine, and aviation claims. Well, we're in the season for it, aren't we, Matthew? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Meg. Thank you so much for having me on and just allowing us to be out here in the voice world to help the community get a little more knowledge. So it's awesome.
I suspect it's busy.
So.
I suspect it's a busy time of year for you.
Yes, it is. People are calling in to start the process to get prepared for hurricane season. And yeah, it's really good just to be ahead of the curve. And It's amazing what this great state has to offer for their insureds, and how wonderful, what a blessing it is for us to be here and just to enjoy the sunny weather. It does come with a little bit of a drama with the weather, but hey, it's the trade-off, right?
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about Claimology. It's an unusual name, and I know you're a public adjuster, but maybe for somebody that's hearing you for the first time or just hearing this show, tell me a little bit about how long you've been in the business, how you came to be a public adjuster, and just what is that exactly, and especially now, how can it help us now in getting in preparation for things to come?
Well, yeah, Claimology was kind of rebirthed again. To give people a little bit of background of the insurance industry, started out in the construction field with a background with a general contractor's license in the state of Pennsylvania, and helping people there, and starting from everything from doing concrete restoration down in the Florida Keys to sewage cleanup back in Philadelphia and then Illinois and the Chicago greater area. So there's been a lot of experience in the restoration contract side and working with homeowners directly on the ground level. Dealing with all sorts of crazy things. I mean, there's so many stories to tell. I mean, one of those experiences came from just cutting sewage out of the bottom floors and seeing it explode all over the basement.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. Just,
yeah. So I've been a part of it all, to see firsthand what homeowners and property owners, business owners go through when they have something happen. And I wanted to say, number one, we have so much vested into the things that we carry. We carry these things with us. We carry insurance with us to cover us. But thankfully, one of my mentors, David, and old bosses, he used to always say, and it really stuck with me, it's just things, it's not people. Thank God it's things and not people.
Right.
And that was really, really a grounding thought to have. And so if that's something that we would like to pass on to people, is hopefully giving people some perspective that this is why you have insurance. Thankfully, it's things, not people. And some people question, do I file a claim? What happens if I file a claim? There's a lot of fear. We deal with it. There's a lot of fear from people questioning whether they should file a claim. Is my insurance company going to drop me? But it's like this big fear. Is my carrier, if they drop you, they drop you.
Because true.
This is what you pay. This is what you pay insurance for. Believe me, insurance companies, whether you file a claim or don't file a claim, rarely are they really on your side. And what I mean by that is, I'm on the road right now. We'd be in studio, but I'm just going to share a little story. Traveling out to the East Coast, out to the Jacksonville, that greater Jacksonville area. We do claims. Claimology does claims all over Florida. We do not work for insurance companies. We work directly for Floridians. for the insurance policyholders to ensure the insurance companies treat them fairly. And so on this particular day, traveling out to Jacksonville, we're dealing with an insured who was given verbal authorization from an inside examiner at the onset of their claim that mitigation steps, and what I mean by mitigation is that the water damage cleanup would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
They explained the situation, and the inside examiner said, yes, it would be covered. They had the insurer just didn't take their word for it. They told the restoration company. The restoration company took it upon themselves to contact the inside examiner. And those are the people, the inside examiners, there's a couple different roles when it comes to the insurance companies. You have people on the outside that come and inspect your property. Those are field adjusters. Then you have people that work on the inside. Those are called inside examiners. And then you have another layer. You have supervisors, but they're also inside examiners, but they have a little more credentials. But then on top of those people and the VPs are typically people that are in the legal field.
Wow.
That are dealing with complex litigation issues that are directly linked and having conversations every day with the insurance company's in-house legal team about how to protect and preserve the insurance company from exposure and liability, especially when it comes to bad faith and how to deny claims.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular day, driving out to Jacksonville, and we'll go live later on Facebook and we'll link this into it and we'll kind of show people what's going on. There was a water damage break from a pipe in an attic. A line broke in between two townhouses and water damage affected the whole home. And the inside examiner said, yes, it's going to be a covered loss to the homeowner. The restoration owner and manager called, got the same information verbally. This is why taking notes is so very important. We can't stress that enough. Taking real-time notes. Today, I spoke with this particular person at this particular time from this particular company, and they told me this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so important because we've had that be the only saving grace for people when insurance companies try to deny claims unjustly.
Wow, that's interesting.
And so continuing with this particular scenario going out to Jacksonville today, the homeowner and restoration company both got the same verbal authorization. Then the examiner said they're going to send a field adjuster out, which they have to do by law. By law, they have to send somebody out to represent and take a look at the property. They have to investigate the loss. So they send out a field adjuster. The field adjuster, a few days later, comes out and says, nope, we're going to deny the claim. This is going to probably be a denial. Well, then that just puts the insurance company in a very, very interesting situation, because now you have a field adjuster making a statement on behalf of the insurance company that they're going to deny a claim. But then you have the inside examiner who previously stated, go ahead and do the work. And this is what's very interesting in this case. The inside examiner was actually coaching the restoration company and say, hey, go ahead and pull the baseboards. They gave them direction on what to do.
Oh, wow.
And then they were giving direction. They were giving the authority to the restoration company to go ahead and take some steps, preliminary steps. And now, all of a sudden, after the field review, the insurance company is trying to backpedal, saying, no, we're not going to cover this. So what we have to do as a public adjuster, this is what the role of a public adjuster does. It keeps everybody accountable. And this is where we say, this is the positivity of the role that we carry with the state of Florida for Floridians, that we're able to come in and say, hey, we're going to keep you accountable. And this is the reason why. And so our job is to document these things and to present the insurance company with the correct information so that they ensure that they take the correct measures to stand behind the claim. Now, if this particular claim is, let's just say it's a denial. Let's say there's something that denies the claim. The insurance company is still responsible for portions of this claim now. They're still responsible for it because they took the initiative to assume responsibility. And that's why you have in the field adjusters are most oftentimes instructed not to give any type of coverage decisions in the field. So if you ever experienced this, or if you have someone come out and do an inspection, and you ask them, is it covered, is it not covered? Most oftentimes, the field adjusters have been coached and trained to say, hey, I'm not the one to give coverage authority. I'm just here to document the loss. Yes, I work for the insurance companies, or they hired our company to come out and inspect it. But ultimately, the coverage decision is not up to us.
Interesting.
And that's the reason, and because, yeah, and that's because the insurance company wants to cover themselves. Because if somebody in the field says, oh, this is covered, guess what? It's covered.
Right, right.
And if they say, go ahead and do it, then they've taken responsibility. The insurance company can try to backpedal out of it, but if someone's saying it's covered, then it's covered. And that's one of the, I really want to kind of explain, that's the reason why me, Matthew, myself, became a public adjuster, a licensed adjuster, is because working for the restoration companies in the state of Florida, we were dealing with them, and we were given responses from these field adjusters that were totally crazy. Mm. And so I ended up getting a license just to be able to say, hey, I'm a licensed adjuster too. I'm not here to adjust the claim, but I just want to let you know that I understand policy as well. And I understand what the difference between covered and non-covered perils are. And that changed, that shifted the conversations with field adjusters very, very quickly.
Oh, no doubt.
Keep them more accountable.
Right, no doubt. And so often people going into the claims, like you said, how many claims have I ever filed in my lifetime? Not very many. So there is a lot of fear attached to that because the laws are constantly changing. There's so much fine print. One person says one thing, the other person says another. And like you said, you have different authorities that you're dealing with. So having someone like you that can come in and clarify all of that and really assign responsibility, that's huge. So if you just joined us, we're talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. The number here at Pep Talk at Pensacola's expert panel, he's our expert on claims for sure, and how he can help you get your, I guess, your just due from the insurance company, so to speak. But if you have a question for him, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So as you're heading to Jacksonville, talk a bit about the process now going forward. You've got the documentation. Sounds like you're really on the case. So what happens next?
So the next step in this is what we actually did just the other day, is that we sent out an email making sure that we documented in writing the understanding of the insured and the contractor to keep the inside examiner accountable for their words, and said, hey, it's our understanding that you gave verbal authorization to the insured and the restoration company to go ahead and do work. And the insured is now looking to you, the carrier, to keep good on your promise. And so the email that I got back just later in the evening wasn't, hey, we're going to stick good to our promise. It was very, very evasive. It was very evasive. It wasn't non-confrontational, but it was not direct. They didn't even answer the question. It was like, hey, we sent out a field adjuster to go inspect the damage.
Deflection.
It still doesn't. Yes. Yes. Deflection is the correct word. It was deflecting and trying to reroute. So That's a very, very common tactic. And again, my job isn't to fight with the insurance company. It's to keep them accountable. And so I don't need to respond to that right now, because at the end of the day, once we get more documentation, we'll send it in and say, hey, are you going to honor your word, or are you going to expose the insurance company to potential bad faith issues and a wrongful denial? And so what ends up happening is that most oftentimes they're going to get with their legal department, and the inside examiner will probably be told, hey, don't cover this, stick to your guns, and we'll deal with it in legal. And then the legal department will fold later. They'll deny their claim and they'll push back until the insured has to get an attorney. And then if that's the case, hopefully our hope is that the insurance company does the right thing. And so as a public adjuster, we know that if the insurance company does this, they're going to owe for portions of this claim. And it's just our job to keep them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the biggest thing I think for Floridians and for the insurance companies is that public adjusters help prevent fraud both on the insured and the insurance carrier side, because, hey, the insurance company is always looking out, hey, the insured's committing fraud. But the insurance companies also commit fraud. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to badmouth insurance companies. Everybody's a part of this. People are trying to look for money. They want to get their houses taken care of. And people will damage their homes on purpose. they'll do things. They'll make faulty claims. They'll try to get all damage covered when it's not supposed to be covered. And that's fraud. And as a public adjuster, that's our job, is to weed that out, is to make sure, hey, what is covered and what's not covered? Is this a maintenance issue? Is it not a maintenance issue? Is it sudden? Is it accidental? And it's also to help keep the insurance companies accountable too, saying, hey, you gave your word. You said this. Now let's honor what you said. Even if you made a mistake, you gave the authority to move forward and took direction. So you're going to owe for portions of this claim, and you need to be responsible for it.
So Matthew,
so that's all we're here for.
Excuse me. When is the good time for, when is it time to call a public adjuster into the situation? Because typically I know to just first thing, call my insurance company, tell them what happened, say a storm has come through. Now I've got some wind and storm damage to my home. So when is the time to bring you into the picture? What would you recommend?
I recommend giving Claimology a call, finding us online at Claimology.com. That's Claimology.com. I want to make sure I'm spelling that correctly. Claimology.com. You can find us there. Or you can reach us at 888-774-7557. And you can, my recommendation is to contact us if you think you're going to file a claim. It doesn't mean we have to get involved right away representing you. However, my recommendation is to speak to a professional before you take action. And what I mean by a professional is a third-party independent person who doesn't work for the insurance companies. Because you might think calling your insurance agent, like, hey, let me call my insurance agent and see if I should file a claim. Well, the insurance agents are paid on loss ratios. The more claims they have, the less bonuses they get. So believe me, they're not in the most agents advise people not to file a claim. So I'm not here to help you preserve the insurance agent's loss ratio or bonuses. I'm not here to help the insurance companies preserve the money in their coffers. My job is to help the insured understand, is it a covered loss or not a covered loss, and what your policy tells you to do. So my recommendation is to call a professional, call a public adjuster, contact them before you file a claim and say, hey, I have a couple questions. Does my policy even cover this? And we'll start talking about, well, what happened? There might be more to the story. Then it's there. We might say, oh, you know what? This sounds a little interesting. You might not have coverage. Mm-hmm. Or guess what, sir, ma'am? You do. You, on a normal situation, you have coverage, but you just bought a really horrible insurance policy that denies you of any type of coverage. So guess what? You might not want to file a claim with this. Or you have a really, really large deductible, and it sounds like it might not be so large. You might want to take it out of pocket, but put the insurance company on notice. Let them come out and inspect or take some photographs and send it in just in the event that you want to file a claim. But that's the biggest thing, too, is once you start repairs, then you're really putting yourself at risk if you want to file a claim, because the insurance company needs ample time to investigate.
Right.
And so you need to notify them. You need to notify them promptly. So to answer your question succinctly, I would say that calling someone, a professional, beforehand is always wise, but always before you settle. Always before you take a final payment, just to make sure, because a lot of times the insurance companies, it's like the military, don't ask, don't tell. They're not going to tell you all the coverages you're eligible to receive.
Okay. So then in that initial conversation or consultation with you, is there a fee involved with that? And also, how do you get paid? How does your fee structure work in terms of going forward with a claim?
So to speak to us, there's no fee to speak to us up front at all whatsoever. We'll talk to you, look at your policy, take a look at the damages, review some things from the carriers if you've already started to file the claim, and give you some advice. And there's no fee. And the benefit is that public adjuster's fees are contingent. Our fees are contingent upon a recovery. So we won't get paid unless we actually help you with the successful recovery. And you don't pay out of your pocket. It comes out of the expenses of the claim. So nothing comes out of your pocket up front. The only thing that you're responsible for in your insurance policy is your deductible. That's your only out-of-pocket expense, whether you work with a public adjuster or not, is your deductible. So, again, we're there to help you at the onset, free of charge, no cost, help you do a policy review, get a look at the damages. And you have 1 year in the state of Florida to file your claim from the date of loss. So we need to make sure that it happens promptly and gets inspections done quickly. And then again, if we don't help you recover, there's no fee. There's no fee for us at all.
So, Matthew, you're living in a world that most of us try to avoid. So what is the most gratifying thing about what you do? Because, boy, this is when you get into the red tape and the fine print and the laws and the regulations and trying to get the claim and all that, it sounds like, again, something most of us want to avoid. So it's almost like you should rename your company to Heroes Are Us. Because you're coming in and really helping people. But what's the most, I've got a few minutes left, what's the most gratifying thing for you about what you do?
Shifting the burden of the worry from the insured, giving them someone to help, like giving someone for them to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most gratifying thing, is helping people say, you know, I don't have to worry about this anymore. And because this is what we do on a professional daily basis, it's really just taking the worry and saying, hey, you're doing great. You know, hang in there. We tell people, it's like being like a coach. Hey, you have to do the breath work. You got to maintain it. You got to do the job of just of preserving your peace throughout this. But we're here to help you preserve your peace. We're here to make sure that the insurance companies treat you fairly. And so shifting that burden, helping people find some peace of mind through this process. And then at the very end, helping them receive the indemnity that they've been waiting for, that they look for.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to hopefully try to get it done sooner rather than later. But we're here to the end. I always tell the insured, hey, picture it like a boxing match, like rope-a-dope. You got to go be like Muhammad Ali. You got to just take it all and then have to come back on the 13th round and knock them out. That's what you got to do. And we're here. We're here to do that. We're here to help you.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. Anything else you want to mention while you're on the road there?
Oh, I just want to mention, I just want to say thank you to the radio station and to you, Meg, for being a voice for other people to find access to great information, not just about insurance claims, but everything that you guys do. I think it's really powerful to have people out there helping the local community, helping people find resources. And you don't know if you don't know. And
right.
So I'm very grateful for this process. And we've had people contact us just recently because of the radio program to do some pre-need hurricane inspection work, which is fantastic. And so we're just here and just very thankful. If you have a question, if you need some advice on what to do, contact us at Claimology, reach out to us. We're a resource to help you navigate. And yeah, hopefully the insurance companies treat you fairly up front and you don't need our services. But if you do, this is what we're here for.
Well, it's really great what you do. Every time you're on the show, Matthew, I just find it so interesting because I learned so much. Because like I said, these are things that very few of us read the fine print in our insurance policies when they come in the email, right? So it's really great to have someone that knows that has knowledge to follow up and knows what to do to help us get what we need to get done.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for it. Grateful for the ability to be present and to help people in the state of Florida. And it's funny just to kind of go back to the very beginning of the show before we close, that song that you played.
The U2,
Beautiful Day. By U2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jacksonville has a very, very special place for me in the state of Florida. That song, actually, I listened to that song. It was in my head when I actually hitchhiked from Jacksonville back up to Philadelphia.
Oh, you're kidding.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's
that
wild.
Song going back to Jacksonville. Yeah, like, oh, man, this is really cool.
So, oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And we've had so much rain here in the last week or two. So I woke up this morning, the sun was shining, and that song came to mind. So, and when you're around, I suspect that it's a beautiful day for somebody that's filing that claim when they come back and say, yes, we're gonna honor it. So that's a great role to play. It's a great role to play.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just about down to our last 20 seconds or so here. But if you would, why don't you give us your contact information one more time and how people can reach out to you.
Best way to reach us, you can go online at Claimology, that's Claimology.com. Take a look at us there on Facebook. We help service claims in Florida and California, but for Floridians, you can office that helps the state of Florida from Pensacola down to the Keys.
Excellent. And the number to reach him is at 888-774-7557. Thank you so much, Matthew, for calling in. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today. Safe travels to you, my friend.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, thanks so much. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Matthew Vanderford at Claimology, and you can find out more at Claimology.com.